This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's bringing some support back into the cattle markets?
Well, Leslie, we had a second straight session of triple-digit closes on the positive side today. But as far as fresh news to go along with this upside, we're still lacking it. I believe most of it's technical in nature. Once again, short covering, bottom picking has helped lift this market higher. Whether we can continue this, I think, is anybody's guess out there at the moment. A lot of help would come from some higher cash, but we have not heard of anything in our feed yards. At mid-morning, we saw choice box beef down 81 cents. Selects were down $1.13 on a fantastic noon movement of 191 loads. We also saw the cattle kill today, 111,000 head. October cattle today closed $4.22 higher. December was up $2.92. October feeders up $2.42. November feeders up $3.20. And December lean hogs unable to hold the highs of the session closed 75 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
FarmAssure is now the third largest farm owner's insurer in the state of Oklahoma, and we wanted to say a great big thanks. We did this because good agents believed in us, and thousands of you fine folks gave us a chance to insure them. We pledge to keep the values that brought us here in place for generations to come. FarmAssure believes in the future of Oklahoma, and thank you again for the business.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's FarmAssure.
Tom, what reversed things today in the grain markets?
Well, Leslie, there was really no fresh news today in our grain market. And even yesterday when we saw the upside, we did not have fresh news then either. And I believe more than anything, we're seeing technical trading. A lot of this has taken place as far as positioning also in front of Friday's USDA supply and demand report that comes at 11 o'clock in the morning. What we saw for upside yesterday disappeared today as we closed lower. The sweet market, which I've been saying has not really a good fundamental reason to be up, gave back much of the gains made yesterday. And to close the day, only beans held positive. December KC wheat down 7 3/4. March KC down 7.5. December Chicago wheat down 9.5 cents. December corn closed 2.5 lower. March corn down 2.25. November and January beans were 3 cents higher. And December cotton, 21 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.